Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 15th of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Now, let's face it, when you start a new thing or a company or an idea, you want it to flourish. You want it to get big and bigger, right? Apparently, Facebook thinks maybe they're big enough. They want to start shrinking now. Yes, last week, Facebook announced they want to have a bit more of a meaningful platform with more in-depth interactions. So what has that got to do with Facebook saying they want to shrink? Well, shrinking means getting rid of a lot of those news stories that are cluttering your feed, probably less videos in your feed, which I know a lot of you say, well, wait a minute, I go to Facebook for the videos. I kind of do too, except for the stupid ads all the time. Now, Facebook says as they roll this out, you'll see less public content like posts from businesses, brands, and media. But the public content you see will be held to the same standard. Now, at this present time, we don't really know what the newsfeed is really going to look like. This is just all hypothetical right now, but the direction Facebook wants to go in. But chances are, whatever the newsfeed will be, nobody will like it. Because every time they change it, nobody likes it. The old saying, everything's made in China. Yeah, it's pretty much true, isn't it? I mean, think about it. What you buy this week? Probably says made in China on the back of the thing, or underneath it, or on the side. Somewhere, it probably says, hey, look, this thing came from China. But when it comes to bitcoins, the good old folks over there in Canada might have something else to say about that. This actually kind of goes in hand with China's crackdown on bitcoins. So Canada's ready to step up to the plate and be the world's bitcoin mining capital. Now, like I was saying, China actually still is the home to the world's biggest bitcoin miners. But there's been so many regulations and crackdowns and governments and this and that, that's starting to not be the case. But if you hop, skip, and jump to the other side of the world, you'll notice that Canada is actually actively courting Bitcoin miners. We're seeing this in regions such as Quebec, because they're actually having excess power capacity. Yeah, you might have heard we talked about this before. It actually takes a lot of power to mine Bitcoins. So don't be surprised in the upcoming months and years to come if you've got a Bitcoin that says mined in Canada. Well, we all go to sleep and we wake up and lo and behold, there's a new Raspberry Pi. Yes, Raspberry Pi's got a new model out and it's called the Raspberry Pi 0WH. It actually becomes the official variant of the 0W. So I guess not entirely new, but there is some new features. So what are those new features? Well, okay, you got a Raspberry Pi 0W, right? Well, just add a professionally soldered header and boom, it's a WH now. Yeah, that's really about it. As far as the new Raspberry Pi WH availability, not quite everywhere yet. It is, however, though, available in the UK at Pi Hut, selling for around £13.40. And finally, here's some fun for you. And all you gotta do is get the Arts and Culture app from Google. Have you ever wondered if maybe you just look like somebody from history and some of those old paintings and stuff? Well, guess what? Google's gonna help you find yourself in those old paintings. That's right. It'll allow a user to snap a photo of themselves. Then instantly, you're gonna get a list of a whole bunch of portraits that basically kind of look like you. Funny enough, I've tried it, and it's kind of scary good. Not only that, it's pretty addicting. Hence, you can probably see why the news show is a little bit late today. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Yep, that's the website for the podcast, the blog, reviews. We've got so much going on over there. We've even got the new big show up over there right now. Yep, first big show of 2018. Go check it out if you haven't already. We're also, of course, on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, don't forget about our BTN community. If you're not a part of it, we'd sure love to have you. Come on over, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday and have fun with your Google Arts and Culture thing. I tell you what, you ain't going to get nothing done today. See you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.